This meeting of the Board of Environmental Protection is being held by video conference via Zoom on November 19th, 2020, beginning at 9 a.m. And the next item on our agenda is Nordic Aquafarms, and I will be turning the podium over to Mr. DeShane, the presiding officer for this matter.
Thank you. Everybody buckle your seatbelts. Today, the board is considering proposed board orders for each of Nordic's applications. Before beginning our deliberations, each of the parties has been allotted 5 minutes for a closing argument. Please keep in mind that the record is closed, and so no references to new evidence or evidence outside of the record will be allowed. There'll be no questions and no rebuttal. I believe we can go to University of New England next and believe Mr. Costa-Pierce is available to speak to us.
My name is Barry Costa-Pierce, and I'm in Biddeford, Maine at the University of New England campus. I'm an aquaculture scientist at the University of New England who's worked in the field for over 40 years throughout the world. For 20 years of this, I was the editor-in-chief of the journal Aquaculture, the top scientific journal in the world in that scientific field. I am very grateful to have been part of this process and to learn from the board and their professional actions throughout this two plus year period. And I'd like to summarize for you my scientific testimony for the board, which has been previously given to you. First of all, the environmental impacts of the planned discharges, all of the plans submitted by Nordic and by the Department of Marine Resources, in my view, are acceptable in every scientific evaluation we can make. They meet the highest standards for environmental stewardship. If you look at it in a very basic sense, Penobscot Bay is a very tidally powerful bay, which exchanges over 2.6 trillion gallons of water a day. Discharges by Nordic of 7.7 million gallons a day may appear great to that, but when looking at the daily exchanges of that oceanographic region, it's the equivalent of one drop in a 5-gallon bucket. At these proposed levels of discharges, there will be absolutely no impacts on bay-wide temperatures or salinities. And as for the water that Nordic does plan to extract, they plan to have the best production efficiencies for food production water use that any terrestrial protein production system cannot meet. So the amount of water use per pound of high quality, healthy salmon produced is far in those efficiencies far exceed any other chicken, pork, or other terrestrial system. Nordic will have one of the world's most sophisticated waste treatment systems that we have looked at in anywhere throughout the world, of which we have RAS aquaculture experts, three of them on our staff, with state-of-the-art microfiltration screening of such a small size that even bacteria will be removed. Nordic will employ expensive, very expensive, and state-of-the-art denitrification technology to remove the nitrogen coming from the soluble nitrogen coming from the fish waste to nitrogen gas, discharging it harmlessly to the atmosphere because the atmosphere contains over 70% nitrogen. Nordic will remove about 85% of the total nitrogen, which would exceed the performance of any sewage treatment, wastewater treatment system of its comparable size in the state of Maine. 99% of the solids, 99% of the biological oxygen demand, and 99% of the phosphorus will be removed. This is very, very impressive. According to a study that examined the nitrogen sources and transport mechanisms to Penobscot Bay, three studies that we have examined, most of the inputs of nitrogen to that bay, 66%, didn't come from surface waters. They came from atmospheric dry deposition coming from the winds to the west, 66%. Only 4% of the total nitrogen discharges to Penobscot Bay come from point source discharges, mainly sewage treatment plants. Nordic's planned nitrogen discharge will add less than 1% to that point source discharges and far below that to the total nitrogen, which will, and the position of the pipes make it extremely unlikely to add to harmful algal blooms or other nitrogen-caused acidification problems to the bay. Food conversion ratios have been discussed a lot. Food production ratios in this production facility are expected to be 1.1 pounds of dry feed to 1 pound of wet salmon fish weight produced. Cattle production is 16 to 20. Chickens are comparable, but nowhere near the waste of chickens that the bay waste from chickens that the bay produced in the past cause enormous environmental problems, because chicken waste has the highest amount of digestible energy still left in their feces. Not so with cold-blooded salmon. Nordic plans to then not only meet this 1.1, but also to advance the industry-wide standard, as the company is actually at the forefront internationally of sourcing the most sustainable feeds for salmon available today. And it plans to explore all alternatives to fish meals and oils to come up with even better economically viable alternatives. Now, just today, Archer's Daniels Midland, ADM, the largest agriculture company in the U.S.
You're not allowed to you're not allowed to include in your oral okay. argument anything outside of the record, and it sounds like you're about to go there. So
that's fine.
I would ask you to just stop. Keep your oral argument to matters within the record.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. So escapement from land-based recirculating systems is of little to no environmental concern in this case. Reported fish escapes from recirculating aquaculture systems in Norway were transfers of small fish from land-based recirculating systems on the land to boats that were docking on the coast, which transferred these small fish from recirculating systems for restocking into ocean-based pens. And that's where the escapes occurred. These escapes were not of large adult fish from recirculating aquaculture systems on land. There are stringent regulations in Norway that require three barriers to be placed between the fish grow out facilities and the environment. Nordic plans to have 12 barriers between the fish growing facility and the environment. In our professional opinion, escapement will be next to impossible, with the, of course, possible transfers exception of deliberate illegal movements of fish. In conclusion, and thank you for this opportunity, recirculating aquaculture systems as proposed here by Nordic and Maine will not only meet our environmental standards, but exceed all of those in the world today for almost any large-scale salmon aquaculture production facility. Major sustainable seafood certification bodies, all of which market to consumers the highest available standards of production and sustainability, and employ some of the world's most respected aquaculture scientists to make their rigorous evaluations of these, all agree with us. And in my professional evaluation of the plans and proposals submitted to this board to date by this company, Nordic Aqua Farms is best in class. And thank you for this opportunity to speak with you today. And I appreciate all of your hard work.
Thank you very much.